Hi, VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is titled, When Your Parents Speak Broken English. And this video interviews a few young adults and talks to them about their parents who are not able to speak English very well. So their parents speak broken English. And these young adults look back at their childhood and as they were growing up and talk about how this affected them. So some of them mentioned some of the difficulties that came up because of this. They had to help their parents a lot because their parents couldn't understand things. They lived in the United States, but they weren't able to communicate in English very well. So the kids had to help them out a lot, or they faced some challenges because of that. So it was a really moving video, actually. I wasn't expecting it to be so emotional, but it was pretty emotional and touching. So if you want to hear all of their stories and experiences, you can go and watch that video after this pronunciation challenge. But for now, let's read our sentences. There were all these horrific things that were being said to my mom, and I had to translate all of that. I lost it. So in these sentences, a woman who's interviewed in the video is talking about her mom. And as a child, she saw her mom being kind of bullied by other moms. And she heard these bad things being said about her, and she had to help her translate all of it. And she found this really hard to deal with. And this is just part of one of the stories that is shared in the video. All right, let's read these sentences one more time, a little slower. There were all these horrific things that were being said to my mom, and I had to translate all of that. I lost it. All right, now let's get into our vocabulary. Our first vocabulary word is horrific. Horrific is an adjective, and it's pretty similar to the word horrible. So it's describing something really bad or something that causes shock. So you could say something like, I was shocked to hear about the horrific shooting. So you could describe a shooting as horrific. All right, the next word is related to horrific, and it is horror. Horror is a noun, and horror is a strong feeling of fear or dread or shock. So an example sentence would be, there was a look of horror in her eyes. And horror can also be something that causes fear. So you might have heard of horror movies before. So horror movies cause fear, they cause horror. And that's why they are called horror movies. All right, the next word is horrendous. So horrendous is similar to our last two words, and it is an adjective. And horrendous describes something that is really bad or unpleasant. It's very similar to the word horrible. So you could say something like, the criminal committed horrendous crimes. And horrendous is also sometimes used in a lighter sense. It doesn't always have to be about serious things. So you could say something like, her outfit is horrendous. And that would be a way just to exaggerate by using this more serious word about a lighter topic. It's a way to exaggerate or to emphasize whatever you're saying. All right, the next word is translate. Translate is a verb, and it means to turn something from one language into another. So you could say something like, the book has been translated into dozens of languages. And our next word is related to translate, and it is translation. So translation is a noun, and a translation is basically words that have been translated. So you could say something like, I'm not sure what the English translation of that word would be. All right, the next word is also related to translate and translation, and it is translator. So translator is also a noun, and it is someone that translates things. So you could say something like, Martha works as a translator. And that means that her profession is translating things. The next vocabulary is lose it. Lose it is a phrase, and it means to stop being able to control your emotions. So to lose control of your emotions and to suddenly start to shout or cry or laugh. An example sentence would be, when I found out that my dog had passed away, I lost it. So in this case, when we say I lost it, it probably means that I started to cry. So I lost control of my emotions, and because something sad happened, I probably started to cry. Another example might be, when they started dancing like that, I lost it. So in this case, I'm probably talking about people dancing, maybe doing some kind of silly dance that's funny. So when I say I lost it, it probably meant that I started laughing uncontrollably. So maybe it wasn't appropriate to laugh, but I couldn't help it. It was so funny. I lost it. All right, the next vocabulary is lose one's cool. So this is another phrase that starts with lose, and it means you don't stay calm, you don't stay cool. You kind of get angry or nervous or something like that. So you might say something like, he really lost his cool when the store person insulted him. So he did not remain calm. He kind of went crazy and lost his temper. He got angry. And that is why we say he lost his cool. All right, the next vocabulary is lose one's touch. So this is another phrase that starts with lose. But if you lose your touch, you can no longer do something as well as you could before. So you could say something like, I used to be really good at baking, but I think I've lost my touch. All right, that is all of our vocabulary words for today. So let's look at our sentences one more time. There were all these horrific things that were being said to my mom, and I had to translate all of that. I lost it. Okay, that wraps up our pronunciation challenge for today. The question of the day is, do your parents speak English well? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.